week of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Jared Flubby with you, now live from Axtell, as the Eagles are taking on the Wetmore Cardinals. Battle of the Birds here this evening. Both teams trying to get their season off on the right foot. Axtell comes in this one 1-1 on the year and 0-1 in league play. And as for Wetmore, they are 0-3 and 0-1 in league play. Starting off with Axtell, in their opening game, they lost to Donovan West 49-26, then bounced back with a win in non-league play against Flint Hills Christian. That was last Friday. And they won that game 31-25. Caleb Rockstrom having a pretty nice season. 12 points a game, 3 assists per game. And Laney Porting also having a really nice day, or excuse me, a nice season so far inside, as she's averaging 11 boards per contest in their first two. And she's also scoring 5 a game. And Kaylee Salmon, also a nice piece to this offense, averaging 7 a game and 6 boards per game, as well as they're led by first-year head coach Bradley Brockstrom. As for this Wetmore team, they've gone off to a bit of a rough start under your first-year head coach Kyla Foote. As of right now, they have been outscored 213-45 on the season. They lost in their season opener to Onega 63-9, and then after that, they lost to Blue Valley Randolph 54-26 in their best offensive effort of the season. And then their last go was against Hanover. They lost 96-10. They do have their best player in Alexis Hipp. She's scoring 6.5 points a game. She's also doing a good job on the rebounding side of things. 3 steals a game and 2 blocks per game as well. And if this is a team, if they can just prevent the turnovers, then they can be pretty good. They have 27 turnovers a game, though, so try to limit those here this evening against the Eagles. So coming up after this, of course, it's kind of just a strange first 5 or 6 games before then you go into the Christmas break, and then you have New Year's, and then you get back into the action the first year of the 2023 portion of the schedule, and taking a look how the rest of 2022 unfolds for both teams, starting with the Eagles. After tonight on Friday, they go to Lynn. Then on the 22nd, they have a game against Waubunsee. They have it's kind of a really late game. It's 3 days before Christmas that they play against Waubunsee. And then as for Wetmore, after today on the 16th, so this Friday, they will host Clifton Clyde. Then they will go to north of the border to take on Pawnee City, Nebraska, before the very next day on the 20th, taking on Centralia at home. And that is how the rest of the New Year shapes out for the Cardinals. Some other games going on around the area this evening in the TVL. Frankfurt is at Valley Heights. Donovan West is at Troy. Elsewhere, we have Blue Valley Randolph is at Hanover, and Onega is at Centralia. Other games from, let's take a look at the NEKL and the Big 7 matchups. We have Moorhill Mount at Jackson Heights, Riverside at Sabetha. Elsewhere, Pleasant Ridge at Horton, Perry LeCompton at Jeff West, McLeod at Oskaloosa, Valley Falls at ACCHS, Nemaha Central at Hiawatha, and then we have Concordia at Marysville, and then last but not least, we have Holton hosting Royal Valley. About to get this one underway, let's take a look at our starters. First for the Wetmore Cardinals, number 2, a 5'5 junior, Riley Nichols, number 23, a 5'5 junior, Karis Larson, number 35, a 5'8 sophomore, Kaylee Foote, number 40, a 5-foot sophomore, Hannah Scott, and number 42, a 5'4 freshman, Shannon Tincher, with first-year head coach, Kyla Foote. As for the Eagles of Axtell, number 2, a 5'8 freshman, Natalie Strothman, number 11, a 5'4 junior, Emma Hazenkamp, number 21, a 5'9 senior, Lena Porting, number 22, a 5'7 junior, Kaylee Sandman, and number 23, a 5'4 senior, Taylor Broxton. Those are your starters. Let's step aside for a break. We'll come back with Tip here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Both of the names at the same time. Axel and Wetmore about to get going here from Axel in this TBL matchup here in the very start of this 2022-23 basketball season. Tip is won by Axel, and away we go. Bringing it up is Brockstrom. And a pass inside to Porting. Kick it out to Brockstrom. Near side wing, Hazenkamp has it. Now back to the top of the key. Bounce pass far side for Kaylee Sandman. Nice drive in the lane. Shot up no good from Natalie Strothman. And the freshman can't come up with the basket to Wetmore. We'll get their first possession. Bringing it up for the Cardinals is the 5'5 junior, Riley Nichols. Running point, pass to the near side wing for number 35, a 5'8 sophomore, Kaylee Foote. Gives it back to Nichols. Pass to the far side wing, Shannon Tincher has it taken away. 2-on-1 fast break for the Eagles. And loose ball. It is picked up by Axel. Turnaround jumper. That one goes. First point for the game scored by Kaylee Sandman. A little bit of a press and a foul against the Eagles. And that one will be charged to Strothman, her first, team's first. 7-8 remaining, opening quarter. 2-0, Axtell leading at home against Wetmore. Driving in the paint is Foote, as is knocked away by Taylor Brockstrom, pushing it up ahead. Another fast break opportunity for Axtell. Shot is up and no good on the layup. Second try, that one's no good. Loose ball on the rebound, picked up by Brockstrom. She's in trouble, puts it on the floor, shot up from 5 feet straight away. That one is no good. Loose ball on the floor, and it squirts out of bounds. And it will go to the Cardinals. More pressure. Right on the inbound from Axel. Inbound goes to Nichols. Double teamed in the corner. Lob pass, high arcing rainbow pass. It squirts free into the front court, but into the arms of the Axel Eagle, Emma Hazenkamp. So after the turnover, their fourth of the game. Pass to the near side wing. Here is Hazenkamp. Pass the high post. Turnaround jumper. That one's no good by Strothman. And the putback is good by Laney Porting. And it's 2-0 Axel. And a whistle in the backcourt. It's going to be a foul charge to Taylor Brockstrom, team second, her first personal. 6:12 to go, first quarter, 4-0 Axtell. Inbound is to Larson. Gives it up ahead to Nichols, trying to get across half court, and they do. Dribbles to the near side wing, defended by Brockstrom. Top of the key to Foote. Looking to hand it off, and now she reverses course. 2 minutes into this first quarter. Wetmore trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. A pass top of the key to Karis Larson, and the junior gives it back to her teammate, Riley Nichols. Bounce pass, near side block to Foote, shot up, blocked. That's a play by Sandman. And back come the Eagles, trying to establish a cushion here early. Near side wing, Brockstrom with it. Now to the top of the key, open, wide open three-pointer on the way by Sandman. It's pure. Haley Sandman, the 5'7 junior, knocks down the tray. She has five. It's 7-0 Axtell. And now a turnover on Wetmore, trying to find a pass to Nichols, and it was out of her receiving radius near midcourt, so Axel will get another chance at it. Timeout called. It'll be the 30-second timeout. We'll go and take it with them. 7-0 Axtell here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
KMZA.
Early 7-0 lead for the Axtell girls basketball team over Wetmore. Opening quarter, 5:10 left to go. Top of the key with it is Hazenkamp. Past the far side corner is Sandman. She has 5 points already. Near side wing, pass fake by Avery Bussing into the game for the first time today. Hazenkamp has it. Goes to the middle, shot up on the way, no good by Natalie Strothman. Offensive rebound, putback is no good, ball tipped up and out of bounds. It'll stay with Axtell. That was Laney Porting, who couldn't get that putback to go. Taylor Brockstrom, the 5'4 senior, checking back in, one of two seniors on this Axtell roster. Checking in for Sandman, and she'll get a quick break. 4:51, left to go opening quarter. Still 7-0 Axtell. The inbound. Roxman goes to the top of the key, and Porting is fouled on the inbound. As that one is charged to Lexi Hipp, Wetmore's leading scorer. Not getting the start here tonight. Inbound to Strothman, past the far side wing. Now back to the top of the key with Strothman. Now the far side, a couple of eight Eagles are in the same area, but Porting collects the pass. Drive right side and kick. On top of the key for Bussing. The freshman drives to her left. Now hands it off to the senior Brockstrom. Past the far side wing. Now cross-court pass near side. Three-pointer from the freshman Bussing. That one left a little bit short. Gets her on miss from the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side. Stops. Gets it to the top of the key to Hazenkamp. And then reset the offense. With 4:20 to go. Far side. Another try. This is a long two this time by Bussing. That one's no good. And rebound finds the hands of Lexi Hipp. She'll push it up tempo for the Cardinals, and she gets stuffed on a 15-footer, and she held on to it, never got rid of it, so it's a travel. So Broxman bringing it up for Axtell, still up 7-0, halfway now through this first quarter. Far side wing for Hazenkamp, top of the key for Broxman. Gets a screen, goes to her left, comes off the screen, shut up, 13-footer is good. Hand in her face, and she still made it. That's her first score of the day. It's now 9-0 Axtell. To the near side, Riley Nichols to the top of the key. Calling out the play. Now to the near side for Lexi Hipp. The lone senior on the roster surveys the field. This is a team that has just 7 players on it. Driving right side, getting tripped up. Oh, it's Hipp. Personal foul will be charged to Hazenkamp. Third team foul. And first personal. Stack formation underneath the Axtell basket. Inbound to the far side short corner for Nichols. Fires away a 15-footer. That one's a little too strong. Rebound by Audrey Costell, the 5'9 sophomore into the game for the first time tonight. 3:13 now left to go. First quarter, 9-0. Eagles leading the Cardinals. Dribble to her left is Brockstrom. Now an offensive foul is called on an illegal screen by Strothman. That's going to be her second personal, team's fourth. So the freshman will come to the bench. Back in the game is Sandman, the 5'7 junior. 5 points so far, leading all scorers. Riley Nichols, the 5'5 junior, brings it up for Wetmore with 3 minutes now left to play. Nice hands by Brockstrom and knocked that one away from Nichols and out of bounds. So inbound it on the near sideline, near half court. Hip to collect the inbound pass from Nichols. And it's off the foot of Brockstrom, so we'll do it again. Boys game coming up after this one. Axtell ranked number 9 in the state. They are 2-0 on the young year. As for Wetmore, they are 1-2. Brand new rankings coming out today from the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Talk about those here in a little bit. Inbound goes to Foot, loses it off of her foot, and into the hands of an Eagle. That's Broxman, and she dies on the floor and gets a jump ball with Riley Nichols. Ball will stay with the Cardinals. No, it'll go to the Eagles, my mistake. So that's another turnover. That's number 7 of the game already for Wetmore. No, it will actually stay here. They just reverse it, so keep it at 6 for the moment. Right on the side is Hip. She gets bumped, kicks it out. Yes, Shannon Tincher in trouble. She hands it off to Hip. Wetmore still looking for the first points of the contest. Hadn't really had a good look yet today. Now, step back, 3 off the dribble. That one's too strong from Hip. And an offensive rebound and a jump ball. Karis Larson got her hands in there, but on the jump ball, possession arrow belongs to Axel now. 2:34 left, opening quarter, 9-0 Axel, leading Wetmore. Axel trying to even out their record to 2-2. As for the Cardinals, they are looking to rather get their first win of the year. And correction, actually, Axel is 1-1. They're trying to get over 500 here. The win over Flint Hills Christian and a loss to Donovan West so far on the schedule. Broxman from straight away gives it up to the far side to Avery Busing. The freshman has had a couple of 3-point attempts. That ball is deflected in the backcourt. Nice steal. And a layup is on its way. No good on the runout by Riley Nichols. Rebound by Axel. Bamman brings it up to the far side. Hands it off to Avery Busing. Trying to get away from some pressure is Porting. She'll give it up into the corner and lobs the top of the key for Audrey Kostel. Bounce pass from Broxman into the near side corner to Porting. Dribbles to the top of the key. About 40 now left to go, opening quarter. That's the high post, turning and squaring. Now driving, shot up by Porting. It's good off the backboard. Well done. Stay with the play by the 5'9 senior, Laney Porting. She now has 4, and it's 11-0. Riley Nichols goes from end to end to feed the press. She now fires a 3 off the dribble and knocks it in. Nice shot by Riley Nichols for 3. And Wetmore is on the board for the first time this evening. 1:15 now left to go. 11-3 our score. Broxman dribbling to the far side. Now pointing to the near side. Gives it up into the post. Nice look. Porting fouled and 1. Porting scores again. That's back-to-back possessions with the basket. She now leads all scores with 6. It's now 13-3. We'll try to finish off a 3-point play. Chloe Strothman now checking into the game. The 6-foot junior. Free throw on the way, and that one's no good. Rebound picked up by Kaylee Foote of the Cardinals. A 5'8 sophomore gives it up to her teammate, Karis Larson. Now Hip has it, far side wing. Resetting from the Axel logo with 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Dribbling to the near side corner. Still with her dribble. Still's baseline, gets bumped, and now they'll say that she stepped out of bounds before there was any sort of foul. Good defense on that play by Kaylee Sandman, not fouling, forcing the turnover. 44.4 seconds left. Axel trying to continue to grow their lead. Broxman goes to her left, drives, kicks, far side wing, mishandling the pass, now collects it. Stahlbomber had it for a second, now gives it up to Strothman. Close Strothman, and now it looks like we have another illegal screen. That's going to be against Avery Busing. That's going to be her first, team's 5th. So a turnover by Axel with 30.8 seconds left. Nichols brings it up cross half court. Goes to the near side wing. It's a screen. Now hands it off. It's his foot. Try pass to a cutter and track and does so as Larson made the catch. Now gives up to Nichols. Fires away an 8-footer and knocks it home. Riley Nichols has all 5 of Wetmore's points. It's now 13-5 with 10 seconds left, first quarter. Broxman brings it up with 8 seconds. Far side corner. Jab step boarding. Top of the key. 3 ball on the way by Strothman at the buzzer. Off the left side. No good. Rebound for Wetmore. That's how the first quarter will come to a close. Low scoring first quarter. We'll go to a break and we'll come back here in 60 seconds here on your Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
13-5 Axel leading Wetmore as the second quarter is underway with the ball for the Cardinals as Emma Butler almost turned it over. She picks it up and now gives up her dribble. Cross-court pass deflected. Loose ball, jump ball. And Axel will get the ball with the jump ball. Possession arrow favoring the Eagles. Axel 1-1 on the season for the girls. Wetmore 0-3. Both teams are 0-1 in league play so far on this young, brand new basketball season. So we start week number 3. Now it travels. Brockstrom wanted to pass to the far side, but her target wasn't open. So she held onto the ball and brought her pivot foot forward and caused him to travel. Wetmore gets it back down 13-5. Firing away at 3 is Nichols off the dribble. That one's a little too strong. Rebound by Porting. Wetmore leading all Cardinals in scoring. She has all 5 of the team's points so far. Brockstrom pass. Far side. Jab step for Hazenkamp. Drives middle. Stops. Bounce pass near side. Cross court pass. Once again, Brockstrom. That was Salmon. Beg your pardon. She gets it back. Far side wing. Now back to the top of the key for Hazenkamp. Now Brockstrom has it. Gets by her defender, bounce pass, far side elbow, nice head fake, drive right side, shot up on the glass, no good. Loose ball on the rebound, and picked up by Porting, puts it on the floor, hands it off, long two on the way by Salmon, off the left side of the rim, but called. And Lady Porting now has 8 points, and is now 15-5 Axtell. About that bounce. Friendly roll here in their home gym. 15-5, Axel leading Wetmore. 6:39 left to go, second quarter. And off to Kaylee Foote, daughter of the head coach, Tyler Foote. First-year head coach for the Wetmore Cardinals. And trying to get out away from traffic, and now a foul called against Brockstrom, I believe, and yes, it is. That'll be her second personal, team foul number 6. So now the Cardinals will be in the bonus the rest of the half. Inbound is to Foote. Defended by Sandman. Dribbles to the corner. Lob pass, top of the key. Nichols, long two on the way. That one's good from 17 feet. Nichols has really had a good touch here this evening. She's got 7 now. There's Brockstrom, top of the key against Wetmore facing the 2-3 zone. High paint. Porting kicks it out. Near side 3. That one, high arcing bounce off the rim and in for the 3 is Sandman. Actually, they're going to say that was a long 2. So she now has 7 points. Cross-court pass. Pincher goes to Foote. And a lob pass to Nichols. Top of the key, now bounce pass back to Foote. Pass fake near side. Ball deflected. The Butler's able to crowd. A 5-3 sophomore backs down her defender. Tries to give it to Pincher. And she collects a pass from the Axel logo. They're going the wrong way. They're about 50 feet away from the basket. And Pincher now loses it. And stripped away. Turnover. Going the other way, 2-1 fast break. Brockstrom, the senior, lays it in. Brockstrom now has 4. He's now 19-7, Axel. And a timeout will be called by Coach Foote. It'll be a 60-second timeout. We'll take it with her here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Clipboard gets the ball out of the break. They trail 19-7. Inbound is stolen away by Axel. Brockstrom has it. Layup is up and good. And Natalie Strothman. That is her first basket of the day. Four different scorers in the second quarter. They now lead 21-7. Here's Nichols trying to save it, and she does, but it goes right to Sandman, and a 3-on-0 layup is good. Sandman on the scoreboard once again. She now has 9. Now Nichols getting past a couple defenders, going from end to end, eventually stopped by Hazenkamp. She dribbles it out of bounds as she lost the handle of the ball, and then they'll go to Axtell. Avery Busting, the 5'7 freshman, checks into the game. And she'll come into the game for Sandman. Broxterman will run point here. And also checking into the game is Audrey Costell. Saw her play quite a bit in that first quarter. She'll check in for Fording. So the senior passes the far side to the freshman. Hands it off to Hazenkamp. Near side wing. And kind of an awkward shot off balance by Hazenkamp. Misses it, but an offensive rebound. Long two on the way is good. From the far side short corner by Avery Busting. She's on the board for the first time today. And Nichols has it taken right out of her hands by Brockstrom and puts up the 5-footer. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot up and good from Natalie Strothman, the 5'8 freshman on the miss. It's now 27-7 Wetmore. Excuse me, Axel, beg your pardon. 4:06 now left to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass stolen away. Trying to push it once again, and all alone is a freshman, but she lays up and she's fouled from behind. And Busting will go to the free throw line as she's fouled by Nichols. That is going to be the 13th foul, first personal. And two free throws coming up for the freshman. First free throw on the way. That one hit the back iron hard. It didn't fall in, though. It fell off the left side. A couple of substitutions for Axel. Sandman back into the game. And Chloe Strothman is in as well. Second free throw is no good. Rebound by Nichols. She'll look to push for Wetmore along the right sideline. She'll like to bring it up on this sideline. Pass inside. Had it knocked away briefly, but Larson picks it back up. Hip looks down low. Tincher shut up too strong off the backboard. Rebound picked up by Chloe Strothman, the 6-foot junior. She wanted to bring it up herself, and then she tried to dish it off backwards to Brockstrom, and she traveled with it, so a turnover for Axel. Wetmore will get the ball with 3:35 to go, second quarter. Hip to inbound, gets it to Nichols. Bounce pass, looking for Larson. Couldn't find her, but it finds the hands of Foot. Pass fake, dribbles to the near side wing. Defended heavily by Chloe Strothman, now lobs it up top for Hip. She'll drive middle with her left hand. Lob down low. Nice look for Nichols. Shut up. Good. And Riley Nichols has 9 of the team's 9 points. 27-9. Now our score, 3:10 to go. Second quarter. Far side wing. Fording with it. Down the corner. Top of the key now for Busting. Good ball movement so far tonight by Axtell. Pass briefly getting away from Costell, which she tracks it down before it goes out of bounds or in the backcourt, in the corner, on the near side. Busting short corner, lob pass down low, deflected by Foot, but finds the hands of Strothman once again. And now a foul against the Cardinals is the call. So that one goes against Tincher. That's her first, team's fourth. Substitution, Strothman will exit. Inbound to Brockstrom. Top of the key for Costell. Far side, here is Malia Stahlbomber with the ball for the first time today. Cross-court pass near side corner. On top of the key, Costell. Sophomore lobs it near side. Now to the senior, Brockstrom. Drives middle to the high post.
looking to drive with Stahlbommer, but she got stopped. Good defense by the Cardinals this possession. 2:23 left to go. Now travel. Good D by the Wetmore Cardinal defense that time. That's three times now where Axel has had somebody try to pass it, and they put all their momentum into the pass, but then hold on to the ball, and that foot goes forward and steps down, that pivot foot, causing travel. 27-9, our score. Axel leading Wetmore, second quarter, 2:14 to go. Pass is stolen away. Nichols turned it over, 2-on-1. Right side, shot up off the glass, is up and good for the layup by Lainey Fording. Fording now with 10 points. She is the first player with double digits tonight. Pass deflected by Aaliyah Leiberger. Knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Wetmore. Inbound for Nichols. Lob is to nobody, and there is another Wetmore turnover. Now checking in for the Eagles is Kaylee Sandman, the 5'7 junior back in the game. Checking out is the 5'9 sophomore, Audrey Kostel. 1:58 remaining. Sandman inbounds to Broxman across half court from the Axtell logo. Bounce pass far side wing for Sandman. Junior surveys the floor, and her pass is stolen away by Nichols. Doesn't have numbers. She'll fire away a long two, and with her foot on the line, it's a little bit too strong. Rebound by Avery Bussing. Took her opportunity. She had an opportunity, and she seized it. Fortunately, couldn't get the shot to go. Nice pass down low. Shot up no good. Second try, maybe coming from Porting. Instead, she dishes it out to the far side elbow. Shot up no good by Sandman, and a foul is called against Axel on the rebound, as it was foot hauling it down. That one goes against Leiberger. Her first, team seventh, so free throws coming up for Kaylee Foote. Wetmore looking for some offense, apart from Riley Nichols, who has all nine of their points so far. First free throw on the way. That one is just off the right side. No good. Rebound goes to Lainey Fording of Axel. Other pass to Sandman, cross half court, top of the key for Bussing. Near side wing, Broxman with it, bounce pass, high post, catching is Porting, turning and squaring. Nice backdoor cut by Broxman, fires a 7-footer, good off the glass, nice touch. From the senior, she has 6. She's one of 4 Eagles that have multiple field goals drop in this quarter. They've really been spreading the love here this evening so far, as they lead 31-9 with 52 seconds left in the second quarter. Hip driving left side. She's been held scoreless so far tonight. She fires a 15-footer from the hip, if you will. It's off the right side. No good. Rebound for Porting. Up ahead, trying to get to Leiberg. Can't find her. Ball squeezes to, I think that was Strothman. She falls on the ball. Actually, beg your pardon, that was Bussing. Fell on the ball. She was pushed. And a foul is charged to Lexi Hip. That is her second personal and 5th team foul. And down near side. Broxman will have it. 38 seconds left now in the half. Top of the key, Avery Bussing with it. 5'7 freshman has a tough time gathering, but she pulls it in. This is supporting. Lob pass. Nice backdoor cut by Broxman. Bounce pass to Leiberger. Shut up off the glass. Too strong. Loose ball on the rebound. Picked up by the Cardinals. Larson has it. She'll push. Across half court. 16 seconds left. Gets poked free. Hip now has it. And Hip is fouled by Bussing. That's her second personal foul, and team foul number 8. So free throw is coming up for Lexi Hip. Coming into this game, she led the team in scoring with 6.5 points a game. There's a front end of the 1-1 for Hip. That one is pure. First point aside from Riley Nichols so far tonight. Love to see that if you're the Cardinals. This is a team that has been kind of stretched in this season with only 7 players coming out, as the rebound off the miss is called in by Fording. 10 seconds left for Axel to get one more basket. The fireway is 3 off the dribble, and it's good. Sandman knocks down the tray. She has 12. And firing away from half court is Nichols. Good. And it'll be 34-10 at the break. Pretty solid half of basketball for Axel.
as they lead by 24 over the Wetmore Cardinals. Send us a break and come back with your time.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
If you're toy shopping this year, don't miss the selection and the special toy sale pricing at Hein and True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca. Through December 31st, save 20% off toys. And these are name brand toys like Tommy, Bruder, and Big Farm. Hein's has a great selection of farm tractors and implements, construction equipment toys, and other toys that will bring hours of enjoyable playtime for your kids and grandkids. See the toy savings you'll find at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies at 307 Main in downtown Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we try to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2023, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Of play for Wetmore, two scores for the Cardinals with free throw. That's four. A lot of turnover. I wouldn't say a few times, but the ball around the first inside. Very good evening, extra offense, something that this team has needed so far. And actual defense has been so long two. But up here. is a web. Contest on the nun. There are seasons. The offense. Score every single point for you. And expect to have some of those games turn into victories. So, love to see some other contributors for this, but more offense. And as for Axtell, keep spreading the love. And maybe have a couple players really break out here in the second half. That would be something that I think would be very encouraging. Go ahead and step aside for another break. We'll come back with more of your halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Colton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Colton on Highway 16. Again, your score at the half. It's Axel 34, Wetmore 10. Here on our game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Celebrate the season with these timely specials featured in the holiday sale flyer from Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Crescent brand 35-piece mechanics tool sets for just $39.99. A corded Sozzle reciprocating saw for just $119.99. They even have Milwaukee Demolition reciprocating 9-inch saw blades on sale. Stock up on Duracell double or triple A batteries for just $4.49 a 4-pack. You'll find other hand tools and handy items in their holiday sale flyer with lots of gift ideas possible at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Specials end December 15th.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
KMZA.
Our score here is our halftime starts to come to a close. It's Axel 34, Wetmore 10. Taking a look at some of, just a couple of the area scores, both in the Big 7. Riverside leading Sabetha 27-26. That would be quite the upset there. as Sabetha in the rankings on the girls' side. And as for the game in Seneca, a low-scoring game between Hiawatha and Emaw Central, Redhawks leading the Thunder just 14-11. And you can watch that Hiawatha game if you'd like on our Hiawatha channel, mscsports.net, and same thing with the Blue Jays on the Sabetha channel as well. Back to the action. Wetmore has the ball first, and we're back underway. Cross-court pass, top of the key. Hip has the ball, top of the key. Pass the high post, nearly right back to Hip. Near side wing, three ball on the way by Nichols. That one a little too strong. And that one squirts out of bounds. He'll stay with Wetmore, the last touch. Axel in that first half. Good by Sam. Allie. Inbound for the Eagles underneath the Wetmore. Brock. Eagle. And now against Hip. The Eagles. A 13-footer for Brockstrom. Go third quarter. That's the near side. Now top of the key, far side. Foot has it. And now Hip from the top of the key. Dribbles to her right. Gets a screen from Foot to the corner. Good defense from Maxwell. Has been all night so far.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate
92.1
thing?
FM, KMZA.
Apologize for the technical difficulties. Sandman hit a three while we were away having some connectivity issues. Drive right side by Foot. Shot up no good. Rebound by Sandman. 39-10 our score. Axel leading Wetmore from Axel. 5:25 left to go in the third quarter. Rockstrom has it. Top of the key. Gives it up. Here's Hazenkamp. Hazenkamp looking for her first basket of the game so far. Broxton drives to her right, bounce pass. Salmon will try it again. That one is good. Two consecutive possessions for the 5'7 junior Kaylee Salmon. She has 18 points. She led the team in scoring in the first half with 12. And she's knocked down a couple of threes. 5 minutes now left to go, third quarter. Down 42-10. Nichols drives to her right side. And she fouled on the floor by Brockstrom. That's her third personal and first team foul of the second half against the Eagles. Nichols scored has scored nine of the team's 10 points. The Cardinals looking for their first basket of the second half. Nichols to inbound it. Goes in the corner. This is Larson. And a pass intended for Nichols underneath the basket gets away from her. And it's a turnover. Boys game coming up after this one. Axel ranked number 9 in the newest KBCA polls from this morning. Eagles are 2-0. That's for the Cardinals. They're going to be shorthanded here. We'll talk about that later. Pull-up jumper off the dribble is good from Brockstrom. Nice shot by Taylor Brockstrom. She now has 10. It's 44-10. Axel is really taking the reins of this game here in the third quarter. Shot up no good. Straight away from foot. Rebound for the Eagles. Pushing it up ahead. Nice lob pass by Busting to Broxman. Falling away. That's no good. Busting gets the miss. Shot up off the glass. The freshman can't get that one to go. Loose ball. And it's picked up by Strothman. He'll get it out to Busting, and they'll set it to play up from the top of the key. Near side wing. Bounce pass and miscommunication between her and Kostel, and it's turned over to the Cardinals. Far side corner, Hip has it. And she'll fake the handoff, keep it herself, dribbles to the near side wing, gets a screen from Tincher, the 5'4 freshman. High post, far side elbow, and foot has it knocked free, Broxman with a steal. Senior brings it the other way. Now she'll retreat. Up 44-10, 3.5 remaining third quarter. Near side wing, pass fake, now cross-court pass from Strothman to Busting. Top of the key for Strothman now. Near side wing, Broxman fires away a three. That one is good! Taylor Broxman with 13. They now have 47 points. Under, they had 57 points in their first two games combined. That's the top of the key for Hip. She dribbles all the way to the far side wing. Dribbles underneath her own basket. Or rather, the Axel basket. Gives it up. 15-footer on the way. Off the mark this time from Pincher. And goes out of bounds on the miss to the Eagles. Chloe Strothman. Leah Stahlbomber checking in for Natalie Strothman. And ooh, that's Kostel that just checked out as well. No, not Kostel. See the other number. Apologize for that. Far side corner, driving baseline. Broxman fires off the dribble. That one's a little bit short. Rebound the Cardinals. Coming the other way, Hip. Trying to go from end to end. When she stopped, far side baseline. That's passed underneath and shot by Larson. A little too strong. Rebound for Avery Busting. Broxman drives right side, jump stop, pass to Busing, top of the key, Kostel, far side corner, pass inside, partially deflected. Now this Axel team, they can just play like this night in and night out. I mean, this is a league with 13 teams. It is wide open. Try to leave that game against Donovan West in the past, and they lost by 23. Here's a shot off the inbound. It's good for Audrey Kostel. Kostel with her first basket of the game. Now 49-10 with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Now the Axel boys team starts to go towards the locker room after watching their girls team perform really well here tonight. Pass to foot, bounce pass, kick it out. Hip with it. Now give it right back to foot, working the far side block, and she's fouled going up by Strothman. Chloe Strothman, that is. Second team foul for the half against Axel. Her first personal. So far, all of Wetmore's field goals have come via Riley Nichols. First free throw for foot on the way, and that one's no good. She's now 0-for-2 from the charity stripe tonight. And Lexi Hip made a free throw in the second quarter. She's 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. The team that shoots just a little bit over 50% on the year from the free throw line. That one off the left side, no good. This is a team that certainly has been rebuilding. They shoot 14% from the floor on the season. Nichols is having a very good shooting night tonight. This one is off from Avery Busing from the three-point line, and now a turnover against the Eagles. The ball was caught on the baseline on the miss from Busing. The Wetmore team that plays hard, but they just don't have the numbers. They only have 7 girls out here. They don't have the depth to really be able to go out and run like some of the other teams in this league can. Driving baseline is Hip, and foul against the Eagles. But that was a nice try to get a foul call on the screen. She fell over as soon as she took the hit, but the officials didn't make a call, as that foul goes against Busing. That's her third, and the team's third as well. Leiberger and now Grace Porting looking to check into the game after this next stoppage of play. The substitution was a little bit too late. Three-pointer on the way and good. Actually, no, it's a long two by Nichols as she kind of laughing after she made that shot. She now has 11 points. With 1 minute left here in the third, it's Axel 49 and Wetmore 12. Talking about the Wetmore boys team, they are certainly short on numbers today. Got some injury and sickness going on. I mean, pretty much everyone. I feel like almost every single high school in the state is dealing with some sort of issue with illness. Something going around. And trapped in the corner, far side is Bussing. She gives it up, shot off the glass is good for Chloe Strothman, the 6 foot junior on the board for the first time tonight. Wetmore boys will be without their quarterback, Dirk Handelcheck. Unable to suit up with a toe injury. The pass stolen away. Going end to end to Salmon. She's blocked. Nice hustle by Nickel. Makes a defensive play with 11.8 seconds left. And as for Axtell, they come out 15 deep on the boys' side. Head coach and athletic director Jason Tynan. Wetmore head coach by Ruben Sullivan on the boys' side. Inbound corner near side. Goes to Bussing. And she traveled with it. As she finds Grace Porting in the paint. The 5'7 freshman checking in for the first time. And Aaliyah Lieberger also in the game as well with 8.7 seconds left in the third quarter. 51-12. Axtell leading Wetmore. Three straight away is good at the buzzer. Off the dribble by guess who? Riley Nichols. She has 14 points out of the 15. And it's 51-15. End of the third quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and we'll come back with the fourth quarter action here on your Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
18 points for Kaylee Sandman as she's helping the Eagles to a 51-15 lead over Wetmore. Also 13 points for Taylor Broxterman, 10 for Lainey Porting. And as for Wetmore, 14 of the 15 points coming from Riley Nichols. Eagles get the ball out of the break. Reminder that the boys game coming up after this one. We'll send it back to the studio for a short break and we'll come back with more high school basketball action here on KMZA. Cross-court pass, far side to Strothman. Natalie Strothman, that is. Pass to the far side. Partially deflected, but Salmon corrals it. And out of the far side wing for Hazenkamp. Inside, turnaround jumper, no good off the left side of the rim, and short for Natalie Strothman. Rebound goes to the Cardinals. So Nichols, after that buzzer beater, brings the ball up court. That's the far side wing for Karis Larson. The 5'5 junior gives it to Lexi Hip for first touch of the fourth quarter. Has a free throw, no field goals, and a pass inside to Larson over the head of Larson. And out of bounds, turnover to the Eagles. Got a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Just talking about Axel's defense has been so suffocating here tonight, not allowing Wetmore very many good looks. Really been some of these shots that Nichols has got, some really tough shots that she's been able to get to fall. Here's a shot that's no good from Broxterman, rebound by Hip. She'll bring it up from the far sideline. And dribbles into a double team in the far corner. Pass, partially deflected. And out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. 6:40 and counting left in the final frame. Inbound for Nichols, and looking for foot underneath the basket. She'll lay it in. Next pass is bodied up her defender, and she laid it in. Her first basket of the game, and the first field goal other from Riley Nichols in the game. Top of the key, Allie Strothman to Sandman. That one's no good, just a little bit short from beyond the arc. And it'll be out of bounds. Last touch by Hip. She knocked it out of bounds. Covering these two teams all season long. Be sure to go to our website, mscsports.net, as tomorrow
We'll talk to all four of our coaches from these two schools on the boys and girls side. I'll have those posted online if you can't catch them at 5:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Is that one off the mark? A little bit short on a three-point attempt by Sandman. Offensive rebound by Broxman. Laid in and one for Natalie Strothman. Gina has six, her first basket since the second quarter. And it's 53-17. Have a Wendy's 4-for-4 substitution coming up. No, it's a full line change, 5-for-5. But four of them can come in now with Strothman shooting the free throw here. So Axtell's going to improve to 2-1 on the season in what has been a very good effort here at home by this Eagles team. Free throw on the way. That one a little too strong. Rebound by Foot, and her pass deflected, but finds the hands of Shannon Tincher, the 5'4 freshman. Hip looks to push left side. She gets run into by Stahlbaumer, so she'll kick it out. 5 minutes now left to go. The running clock is 53-17. Axtell leading Wetmore on the girls' game. Nichols has it poked away, gets hands by Natalie Strothman, and now it allows Chloe Strothman to check into the game. Get to see Owen Strothman in the boys' game, the 6'5 senior. Pass deflected out of bounds. We'll keep it with Wetmore. How about Owen Strothman on the football field? What a season he had. On the line. One of the many reasons why the team won a state championship is a nice lob pass inside and Foot lays it in. You know, it's 4 points. So here is Bussing giving it to the top of the key for Lieberger. In the post, Avery Bussing makes the catch and she has it jumped. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Wetmore's way. It's been a fairly clean game for Axtell. A few turnovers here and there, but they haven't been fouling very much. You certainly take this game as a confidence booster to your head coach, Brad Brockstrom. Here's Hep from the near side wing on the dribble. Dribbles to the top of the key. Stops. Gives up. Trying to throw it to the corner to Larson, but she wasn't there. It's out of bounds. Turnover to Axtell. And a good defense by Riley Nichols as she forces the travel from Malia Stahlbaumer. So Wetmore gets it back. Again, this is just a point for Wetmore where you're trying to build confidence from some of your girls. I mean, same for Axtell, but certainly at this point you're looking for some moral victories if you're Wetmore. Inbound, top of the key. Hip, drives to the right side, it's stopped. Looking to hand it off, and now fires away a long three. Larson high off the backboard, no good. Offensive rebound by Nichols. That one's high off the backboard. It somehow falls, but it hits the back part of the backboard. That is beyond the backboard, if that makes sense. So since it hit that part of the backboard, it technically, it isn't the backboard, it's the black part that connects to the ceiling. That's the part that it hit. And that's not part of the backboard, so therefore it's out of bounds. I hope I explained that good. So Axtell hits the ball after that terrible explanation of what a backboard is. Pass inside, shut up, and good. Good pass to Audrey Costa, who lays it in. She has 4 points. All of which coming in the second half. It's 55-19, Axtell. So Axtell now putting together two straight wins after defeating Foothills Christian as they get a steal here in that game against Foothills Christian coming a week ago yesterday. And they got a few extra days to prepare for Wetmore. And it's certainly shown. But now they will go back to a normal schedule and they'll play again on Friday on the road against Lynn. Pretty good Lynn squad there with the Bulldogs. Steal come back the other way for Wetmore. It was hit. Now giving it up a long three by Foot. And it goes. That was Steph Curry range for Kaylee Foot. And she has 7 points in the fourth quarter. Love to see stuff like that. Here's a bounce pass. Far side block. Close Strothman. And foul going up. Two free throws coming up. That was Lieberger who got hacked on the pass from Chloe Strothman. 55-22 our score, running clock with 1:14 and counting left to go in the fourth quarter. Is that foul against Hip is her fourth. That's pretty long away, he's up and good. Lieberger has her first points of the day. We're now inside of minutes. Second one on the way, a little too strong off the left side, rebound by Foot. Nichols brings it up, down 56-22, drives right side, underneath the basket, trips, and trying to hand it off, it's going to be a jump ball underneath the basket. Grace Porting for Axtell, got her hands in on that play. In the end, she'll be the one forcing the turnovers, the possession arrows in favor of the Eagles, now under 30 seconds to go. Cross half court to Stahlbommer, the 5'6 sophomore. Near side corner, she'll make the catch. Comes pass to Lieberger. Inside, trying to pass to a teammate that wasn't there. Turnover with 10 seconds and counting left. I know they're going to say it was deflected, so it'll stay Axel ball, but there's 5 seconds left, and that is going to do it. 56-22 is our final score. Axel with the victory at home. We'll step aside. We'll come back with our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Our final score, it's Axel 56 and Wetmore 22 on your game of the week brought to you by Peru State College on the girls' side. And we'll have the boys' side coming up here after a few minutes of break as well. You're listening to your game of the week on 92.1 KMTA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
All projects start here at Stahlbommer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbommer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbommer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Axel wins the girls' game over Wetmore. 56-22 is our final here on our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. Take a look at your post-game stats. First for the Cardinals, 14 points for Riley Nichols. Quite the night she had. Also, how about Kaylee Foote having 7 points in the fourth quarter, including a three from way deep. Quite the shot. and Lexi Hip had a free throw in the game as well. As for the Eagles, they had eight different scorers, including Kaylee Salmon, who led the way with 18 points and didn't have a single point in the fourth quarter. She was that good in the first three frames. Taylor Brockstrom had 13 points. She did all of that in the first three frames as well. 10 points for Lainey Porting as well. Had six from Natalie Strothman, four from Audrey Kostel. Two apiece from Avery Bussing and Chloe Strothman, and a free throw from Aaliyah Leiberger. It was quite the defensive performance from the Eagles, as they did not allow Wetmore very many open baskets all night long. And as a result, they got some turnovers as well and some transition points. It was all Axel here tonight, folks. And now let's take a look at our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Going to give that to the leading scorer, Kaylee Salmon. She had 7 points in the second frame, and she had six in the third frame. She nailed a couple of big three-pointers and was one of the many reasons why this team was able to pull away in the middle two quarters. I mean, this was, I could have given this to a bunch of different girls, but ultimately I'll settle for the player that had the most points on the night. That's kind of a bailout thing. That was the word I was trying to say. It's a bailout go-to, but I feel like that Salmon definitely earned it. He had quite the night with all three of the first three quarters scoring multiple field goal makes. So that'll do it for the girls' game. Boys' game coming up next. We'll step aside for a few minutes to come back here in just a little bit. Once again, our final score, Axel wins 56-22. Send it now back to the booth on your game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.